Tragedy strikes Air India flight in Ahmedabad.
A dive inside India's digital arrest scam epidemic.
Bhavesh Agarwal's Krutrim launches India's first consumer agentic AI, Kruti.
GCCs turn Indians into global leaders now.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, and we sadly begin with a very tragic story. We're talking about the horrific air crash that happened in Gujarat. Now, an Air India Boeing 787 flight AI-171, which was bound from Ahmedabad to London Gatwick, tragically crashed just minutes after takeoff from Ahmedabad Airport this afternoon.
Yes, this is very tragic, and the aircraft carrying 242 people, including 230 passengers and 12 crew members, crashed in the Meghani Nagar area near the airport.
Now, according to the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, the plane departed at 1:39 p.m. and crashed within 5 minutes of takeoff. The crew did issue a mayday call but could not respond further to subsequent attempts from the air traffic control to get in touch with them.
This is the deadliest plane crash in India since the Charki Dadri disaster back in 1996. Now, for context, that was when two aircraft collided mid-air, killing around 349 people.
Now, Air India has confirmed the incident and an investigation is already underway. The crash involved nationals from India, the UK, Canada and Portugal. More updates are expected as authorities piece together what went wrong.
Yes, moving to a very different but equally alarming story. Have you heard of the digital arrest scams? Now, they've quietly exploded across India and the scale is honestly terrifying.
So there are cyber criminals who basically take over people's lives without even stepping into their homes. They pretend to be the CBI or RBI officials. They send fake FIRs and even create deep fake courtrooms to terrify victims into compliance.
One of the most chilling cases involved a couple sending daily complaints messages to a scammer posing as a CBI officer. Now, they lived in a fear for a whole month, completely under his control.
So, Bhavya, this couple based in Chennai lost their life savings of 2.25 crores to these scammers who pretended to be enforcement officials. So, senior citizens clearly seem to be prime targets. In Bengaluru alone, over 2,300 elderly people have reported cyber crimes over the past 3 years, losing more than 250 crore rupees.
Nationally, the financial toll has skyrocketed from around 91 crore rupees in 2022 to nearly around 2,000 crore rupees in 2024. And the number of reported digital arrest cases, well, they're over 1.2 lakhs this year.
It's horrifying how fast this has grown, but there are ways to protect yourself. First of all, pause and verify. Call official helplines like 1930. Use apps like Sanchar Sathi to track mobile connections in your name, and never deal with officers over WhatsApp or Zoom calls.
And remember, no law enforcement agency in India will ask for daily video check-ins or even threaten arrests over a phone call. So if you suspect something fishy, please do report it immediately.
So if you suspect something fishy, report it immediately to the local cybercrime center. Don't allow these cyber criminals to shame you into giving away your money. Even if they threaten to harm your children or expose them in some way, just be vigilant all around. That's the larger message. Now, moving on, in the tech world, Bhavesh Agarwal, the Ola founder's AI venture Krutrim, just launched Kruti, a consumer-focused agentic AI assistant.
Yes, Kruti is designed to handle complex multi-step tasks across different data formats like text, images, and documents. Think of it as an AI that doesn't just answer your question. It's basically completes the task step by step. The AI can even book cab and order food for users from the Ola app.
So according to Chandra Khatri, the founding head of Krutrim, Kruti breaks down complex tasks into smaller ones and uses agent-to-agent protocols to execute them in sequence or in parallel. Early tests show over 90% accuracy in most use cases.
So Kritrim is first rolling it out in beta to consumers to test and refine it. But the plan is to open it up to even enterprises and developers very soon with an SDK that lets them build their own Kriti-like assistants.
Now, Bhavish has plans to invest close to 10,000 crore rupees in Kritrim with 2,000 crore invested so far. So it'll be interesting to see how Kritrim competes with global players. But remember, Bhavya, Bhavish's attention is also going to go towards Ola Electric, which has been going through some tough times. And wrapping up today's edition with India's Global Capability Centers, or GCCs. Now, these centers, which handle global roles for multinational companies, have seen a 30% surge in leadership positions operated from India in just 3 years.
So back in 2015, there were just around 115 such global roles from India. And this year, it skyrocketed to over 6,500. Now, here's the twist. Many of these leadership positions are now held by returning NRIs rather than long-term expats.
So the era of expat bosses seems to be winding down. Most expat roles these days are short stints of 3 to 6 months, mainly to set up new centers or transfer knowledge. Returnee leaders are bringing global experience and an understanding of India's complex market.
Yes, so it's definitely a sign of India's growing importance on the world stage, not just as a talent hub, but as a strategic decision-making center. That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startups team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Money Control Tech 3 podcast. Before we end, our thoughts and prayers are with the victims of the horrific Air India crash. Well, keep them in your prayers. I can't imagine what their families are going through. Thank you for listening to us.
You were listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.